Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Am I Famous Yet podcast. I'm Vera Lee, your host, and thank you for listening. We're going to jump right into things. This week has been a rather enlightening week for me. I've had some breakthroughs. I've had some epiphanies. I'm just feeling my third eye is open. My third eye's open because the last few years, I've had a few friend breakups. And they were really difficult because any breakup's hard, you know? You go from having someone in your life and having inside jokes and texting all the time to all of a sudden no longer doing that. It's difficult. And I really was looking inward, like, am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama. Maybe I am the drama. Why am I having these friend breakups? And none of them have been over any ridiculous or really drawn out reasons. So I'm like, okay, it's not like, I don't know, I like stole someone's boyfriend or I like cut their hair in their sleep. It's been pretty trivial things. And not just to like from my perspective, they're pretty trivial arguments that led to our breakup. But I've come to the conclusion that it's not per se either one of ours faults, but rather I didn't really go about becoming friends in like a proper way. Hear me out. If you date someone, if you're in the process of dating a guy, okay, you meet a guy on Bumble on Tuesday. By Friday, you're not going to be in a relationship with him. You're not going to be exclusive. You're not telling him you love him. None of those things. Like, if you told your friend that, they would be like, you're delusional. Get your head out of the game. Cut it out and give me your phone. But that's me with friends. I don't know. I just feel like friends and boyfriends are on different levels. So it's less weird if you just have this, like, crazy connection with a friend because, you know, they're not trying to sleep with you. They shouldn't have, like, ulterior shady motives like some horny boy would. But I wouldn't say they have ulterior motives, but I just don't think that friendships are complicated, just like relationships, and there's a lot of aspects to go into it, you know, race and class or like finances. A lot of things go into being compatible with someone. So you shouldn't just chalk it up to, oh, you had a fun night out and you guys both watch Housewives. Oh my God, we're best friends. Let's, you know, do everything together. And I think that is what's going on because my Boston friend and I are kind of in a kerfuffle right now because we ultimately just weren't really, we're very different. I wouldn't say we weren't compatible, but I would say we're very different. I actually thought, this is the same friend that I was trying to set up with the accountant. And they just mesh. They have such similar personalities. They were both so weird and so kind of odd and strange, but funny in an odd way. And I just always kept saying, like, you guys should be together. Like, you guys are way more compatible than him and I. And she's like, no, we're not. Da, 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 da. Like, he's weird. I'm like, yeah, you're weird in literally every way that he's weird. I digress. I should have known the friendship wasn't going to last when I was comparing her to the guy that I despised dating. But here we are. I don't know. Friendships are a lot of work. And if you two are having some difficulties with friends, don't be hard on yourself. It takes time. You know, not everyone. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. Anyway, what else can I talk about? Oh, okay. So I started going back to the gym partly because summer is fastly approaching. It was like 85, 86 degrees today. And I'm like, what in the climate change is going on? It's September. It's April 14th. I don't know when spring is, but I just don't think that it should be almost 90 degrees in April. I digress. That was the motivation I needed to take my ass to the gym. Not the fact that I'm spending $200 on a membership, but the fact that it is getting warm and baby is going to want to show some skin in a few weeks. And right now, it's giving Shamu. It's giving working whales. at SeaWorld, and I want to give tuna, I want to give salmon, I want to give sardines. You know, sardines are really small and they're in cans and they're skinny. Yeah, I want to give sardines. So I've started going back to the gym and I'm taking some cardio classes, and I met a guy in class today, and I had the idea that you don't want to mix church and state, okay? Equinox has class, like weekly classes, and you know, the same people sign up for them. So this guy tells me, "Oh yeah, you know, I go to this the Wednesday class, you know, every Wednesday." And I'm just like, "Fuck. If this doesn't work out, which I'm really, you know, betting on it not, I'm gonna see you in class. It's gonna be awkward and like, this man, first he kind of swindled me into giving me his number. We're talking partly because we were the only two black people in class, and I'm just drawn to black people when I see them in spaces. So we were kind of encouraging each other a little bit in class. Next thing you know, we're talking afterwards, and he's like, "Oh, you know, you're from DC. Like, you should show me around sometimes." Never in my life have I corrected someone. No, sir. I'm from Maryland. Okay, I'm not from DC. I don't know the spots in DC. Sorry. Then he's like, "Oh, well, you know, we can like explore. We can, you know, check some stuff out. Hey, why don't you? Hey, let me take your number." I hate giving out my number. I hate giving it out, but I've gotten better because I've noticed from girls, they say, you know, give a fake number. Listen, I'm dyslexic. I can barely remember the arrangement of my actual phone number. There's no way in hell that I could give someone like a fake correct number. Like, I just don't even know how many numbers are on a phone number, like 10, 15, 30. Like, when would I stop? But what I've noticed, or what I've started to do, is give them my number, but change the last two digits. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. I know it'll ring. I know I'm gonna give it confidently as if it's really my number, but it's not, and I can avoid this. But I gave the dude my number. He calls me once to lock me in. I don't know how old this man is, but he literally said, "Oh, let me call you to lock you in." So that means he's obviously over the age of 31. Then he called me about an hour later, but I was on the phone with my mom and I was driving home, so I thought it was a butt dial. Then I get a third call. "Nigga, why are you calling me again? What?" So I pick up and I'm like, "Hello? Hey, how are you? It's Jake from Equinox. Remember me?" "Yes, nigga, I remember you. What's up? What do you want?" "Oh, you know, I called you earlier, but you know, you didn't pick up." "Yeah, I'm driving home. Like, what can you possibly talk to me about just an hour after seeing me? Like, what? What?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, well, you know, just call me when you get settled." "Sir, once again, strike five that you're old. This is 2022. Text me. Send me a voicemail. Why are we talking on the phone? And we're not gonna FaceTime because I have my bonnet on and I just did some put some dookie plaits in, so it's really not giving. No, just text me." I don't know how this is gonna go. Do I go out with them? Do I leave him? He's black, he's South African. And you know what like sucks about being an adult? One of the many things that suck about being an adult. People ask you commonly, "Oh, what do you do for work?" Why is that normalized? Like, I mean, yeah, it's curiosity for sure, but 9 times out of 10, people don't have interesting jobs. So, like, I really don't care what you do. Like, what, you, I don't know, you're head of HR for, Amazon? Cool. Like, what purpose does that serve me knowing? I don't know. And then I get to tell people, "Oh, I'm a nanny." And they're like, "Oh, what? What do you mean?" "Oh, I take care of a baby." "Oh, like all day?" "No, for 45 minutes during the day." "Yes, all day." What kind of dumbass question is that? Anyways, before I went to the gym, I went on a date, a little mini date, a quarter date, a preview date, if you will. I am on Hinge. And I'm really only on Hinge to match with old men who could potentially be glucose daddies, because dating in DC sucks, especially on Hinge. Everyone goes out of their way to make their Hinge their like occupation tab, like tell them their profile, so specific. It's like a third level HR consultant in LLC DC Corporation. Dude, like, if your job title has too many words, I'm just going to assume you're unemployed. I'm sorry. Just go with something simple, easy. I'm an accountant. I work in HR. I work in tech. If you need to go and if you need to use 7 words to describe your position, you don't even know what your position is. And 10 out of 10, I don't really care what your position is at that point. Okay. Anyway, so this dude actually messaged me December 5th and was like, hey, wait, where's the message? He messaged me December 5th, and then he messages me again today, April 14th, but I just saw it today. So I was like, yeah, you know, I was on my break, I was bored, I was in a silly, goofy mood. So I respond. Okay, yeah, December 6th, 1 p.m., he sends me, hey, Vera, period, nice smile, smiley face. And then he used, like, hit the return button, like, 4 times to make a huge gap and put, how's the Monday been coming along so far? No response. I probably 100% saw that and just thought that was a ridiculous message and there was no point in me responding. So today he sends, hey there, pretty girl. Okay, you're going to get a response to that. That is a lot more reasonable. We can deal with that. So I said, oh, hey, I don't know how I'm just seeing this. How are you? Beep, boop, bop, bop, bop. Then what happens? My phone. Just a little chit-chatting. Where'd it go? He asked me about my dog. He told me he too goes to Equinox, and that scared me. I was like, oh shit, like, now I'm gonna see this dude. Da, da, da. Next thing you know, I had about an hour before I had to be in class in Pilates or whatever, rowing. So I said, why don't you know any places I can, like, you know, smoothies in the area, because we're in, like, Georgetown. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, there's a few, and, like, if you're down, I can meet you. And I'm like, hell yeah, because I lost my wallet, and I'm poor, so of course I want someone to buy me a smoothie. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, we do it. So we meet a couple blocks away from the gym, and I'm sweating in my Adidas, okay? When I get nervous, I get the nervous shits. Like, my stomach, I could have been constipated for days, but I get nervous. Oh, before a date, oh, I'm gonna drop a deuce in the bathroom. It's gonna happen. Anyway, sorry, that was a gross TMI. So I'm like, is this dude gonna be ugly? Is he gonna look like his photos? I forgot to mention that he's 40, but like I said, we're just looking for a glucose daddy, so I'm not too worried. In his photos, he's cute. He is. He has all his teeth. I don't see any gray hairs. He has one photo that is a little, gives kind of chaotic Mick Jagger vibes, if you will. Oh, he just messaged me again. Just a very, like, okay, what did I say? Earlier, he told me he was, like, meeting his brother. So I said, how was it with your brother? He goes, it was great. Okay, I'm not going to respond to that. Like, what am I supposed to say? Good. Then, so that was at 12:16. At 12:40, he says, yeah, I live really close to where we met today. Okay. Anyway, I was nervous he wasn't going to look like his photo. So, I'm on the phone with my cousin. I send all my friends my location. My mom has my location. I'm like, who am I going to freaking see? Like I said, he's cute in the photo. So, I'm a little optimistic. So, he shows up. And I got there first, thankfully. My cousin was like, yeah, like, get there first so you can sit mysteriously. And he can come up to you. I'm sitting on, like, the porch. The porch, like the outdoor seating of this bar, and he goes eagerly to walk into the inside of the bar, but then he sees me, he's the outside, he comes over, and I'm like, oh, is he gonna hug me, is he gonna dab me up, what happens? So he goes in for a hug, and there's 4 seats at the table. He sits at the one directly next to me. I'm like, okay, no personal space, we're going right in for it. He's talking, he just is sitting so close to me, and we start talking, and I mention I have a dog, and he's just infatuated with my dog. And it's a little bit of a red flag because my ex-boyfriend 100% loved my dog more than me. And I promised myself I would never date someone. Like, yes, it's a requirement to like dogs and to love Olivia, my baby. But if you just, if you're more excited to see her when she comes in the apartment, like, no, you're done. You're canceled. So he's like, oh, where is she? Is she high maintenance? What is she going to do? You live in Boston. I'm like, dude, do you want to adopt her? Like, Is that where this is going? Why do you care so much about my overweight dog? I don't get it. And he also just had a ton of personal questions to ask me. Like, dude, this isn't even a real date. This is a mini date because I wanted you to buy me a smoothie and I had time to kill. I'm not telling you, like, what town I grew up in and where my parents live. No, you're weird. So, if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, I was very much giving mahogany vibes, okay? She said it better than anyone else. When you meet someone on the internet older than you, you need some mystery, okay? You don't want to reveal all your cards. I'm going to tell you I live 2 towns over from the actual town I live in. I'm going to tell you I go to a college I've never even been to. I'm not giving you real information. And if you... You know, later on, if we actually become something and then I have to break the news to you, oh no, I'm not actually from Connecticut, I'm from Maryland. If you're mad, then you're a part of the problem because you're a creep, men are creeps, and I'm just trying to make sure I don't get datelined out here. So, this man's teeth looked like George Washington's teeth. Vomit. I gag thinking about them. They weren't gapped. They were moderately straight, but each tooth was lined with plaque buildup. I have never seen teeth outlined with yellow so bad in my life. You know when you're a kid and you draw a picture and you just outline the corners of the photo and then shade in the inside? The outline of his teeth were orange. The inside, pastel yellow. And they just looked like he bought them and they were just like individually placed in his mouth. It was horrible. And then he wore like the baseball or wife beater glasses. So then he put those on and I was just making teeth contact. I couldn't focus on his eyes. I couldn't focus on his fucking long ass sideburns. All I could do was look at those damn teeth. And I was like, no. Listen, I hate flossing as much as the next girl, but when you start seeing that tartar build up, oh my god, just thinking about it, no. If we ever in a million years got together, his anniversary, birthday, Hanukkah gift would be those like liquid flossers because, and then a gift voucher to like 10. What's that trendy dentist like I always see ads for on TikTok? Yeah, he's going there because those teeth were bad. So we really only chatted for about 15, 20 minutes, and then I had to go to class, and then he was like going to meet his brother. He told me everything. He's like, oh yeah, my mom lives here, my brother lives there, but they're meeting at a central point right here because my mom really lives there. I was like, okay. Listen, you can tell me what you want, but you ain't getting no secret details about this lady. We start wrapping things up. I'm texting my cousin like, okay, you know, this is over. He has the most disgusting teeth I've ever seen in my entire life. And he is, I think, an engineer. I think the term, occupation term, engineer is thrown about around a little too loosely now. I mean, I feel like everyone's like, oh, I'm an engineer. Oh, like, what do you do? Oh, well, I, you know, fix computers at an elementary school. Or no, I fix vending machines at high schools. I mean, hey, you honestly, if you like it, I love it. Listen, Linda, who am I to tell you that you're not an engineer? But this is this dude's job description on Hinge. Software architect at entrepreneur/business owner. And he typed that in. That's what's more jarring. Like, that's not like a prompt. That wasn't like a multiple choice answer. He typed that in. I digress. After we end up talking, we get up and he like goes in for a kiss. Sir, I've known you for all of 17 and a half minutes. Why do you think I'm going to kiss your gingivitis ass? It's not happening. So I hit him with the cheek swoop real quick. And then he pats my back, and I'm off in the distance. I don't even know. One part of me wants to stick around to see if I can, like, scam him for money. But another part of me is just like, ew. It just is, it's very much giving old man. And I don't mean to sound ageist, but if you're 40 years old and you're just, like, casually dating and chatting with 20-year-olds on dating apps, what is going on? We need to dissect this. Why don't you have a wife? Why don't you have kids, a family, a dog, a goldfish? You are just simply responsible for yourself. That's it. For 40 years, you've only had to focus on you. No. But it would be nice. I'm trying to get like you, my boy. I also started talking to this guy from Dubai who was, he's not cute, but he's from Dubai. Excuse me. He's from Abu Dhabi. And he's 6'4". So I was trying to chat. He looks like Drake. He looks like a Jewish Drake, even though I'm sure he's Muslim, but the hair is giving Judaism. I think I'm done with dating. I am. Like, if it happens, if my Mr. Right walks up to me in the gym, then we can do it. But just dating apps are the pits. Oh, speaking of finding love in the gym, I usually do classes at Equinox because the open gym gives me just mad anxiety. Like, I am not a gym rat. I don't know what I would do if someone, like, handed me, like, a weight. Like, do I sit on it? Do I stand on it? Do I put it on my neck? I don't fucking know. But I made a gym buddy, and she knew what she was doing, so we were kind of tag teaming and, like, whatever. So there's this guy who was just giving very, very chaotic energy. He's doing handstands. He has, like, his hair out. And he's, like, long, like, I would say, like, 3A wavy curly hair. And it's just hanging down. Then he put in, like, a loose ponytail. And he's just kind of bouncing around. And as we move to different stations, there he goes, right behind me, within a foot, smiling. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Dude, what's funny? I literally just, like, adjusted the weights. And he's trying so hard to go out of his way to have a conversation with me. And I was just like, sir, you are the poster man diagnosis for ADHD. Baby, there's nothing I can give you, okay? Your energy is just too chaotic and off the walls for me. I can't. You seem like a nice guy. You seem like you could really talk my head off, but I just, no. Like, I already need to take Adderall to function, and I don't take it because it makes me not hungry, and I get irritable if I don't eat, but, like, no. You need to go take some Ritalin and sit down somewhere, baby. Thanks for education. And I told someone in my family about it, and they were happy for me, congrats, blah, blah, blah. And then the negative comments came flowing. And, oh, well, you know, if you have to take out loans, you're a slave to the government. Once you graduate, you're not only starting from the bottom, but you're starting in the negatives. Listen, Linda, I don't have a trust fund, okay? I don't have any money for college. So if baby wants to get a bachelor's, baby's gonna have to take out a loan, okay? I'm not a super athlete, and I'm not a fucking genius. So I am gonna be like almost everyone else in America who's gonna have some student loan debt. Luckily, I did my basically associates at a community college. So I really only had to take out like $4,500 for loans to get my associates. So rather than, you know, being $100,000 in debt, I'll probably be about 60 or 50, which sounds attainable. And, you know, like I said, I go to Equinox and hopefully I will find a rich man there. But I tell my uncle that I was accepted, and I found out that 57 out of 60 of my credits would transfer over, which is great news because I was dreading them telling me, oh, baby, you thought you were coming in as a junior. No, no, you're starting in as a freshman. Then I would have to start from square one. What would I do? Where am I going to go? But that's not an issue because we're taking all my credits. So my lovely uncle responds with, congrats, that's awesome. So happy for you. Then I said, oh, you know, yeah, like, this is such a relief. Basically, what I just said, I was nervous they wouldn't take my credits. He goes, quote, UMass has a very high acceptance rate. It's not a difficult school to get into. I researched it. Crickets. Listen, I never said it was Harvard, but way to shit on me, way to humble me when I did need to be humbled. All I said was I'm glad they were taking my credits. But as hurt as that made me and as disappointed as I was to have someone who knows my who has kind of followed me through my college journey and knows that, you know, a lot's been going on the last few years with me getting my degree and finances and just there's a lot, or at least for me, a lot went into me trying to go to college and working full time and then working part time and just a lot went into it. So here I am thinking you would, you know, be so proud of me, the same person who hates my line of work and thinks that nannying is the lowest job on the totem pole. And he's like, oh, well, so this isn't even good enough for him. In retrospect, I think I needed that conversation to happen because it showed me that you really can't make everyone happy in life. You can't. My uncle hates that I nanny, wanted me to go back to school. I get into school and I tell him that, I'm going to start nannying part-time or even explore other options to give me the flexibility to go to school full-time and make money to live. And that wasn't good enough. I'm like, well, fuck my drag. Like, I don't know what can make you happy. And here I am stressing myself out, psyching myself out, running from opportunities or, you know, turning down opportunities because of the fear of what people around me will think and how they'll perceive me when there's just no guarantee that even if you do the thing that they want you to do, that will make them happy and that will please them and that will make them proud of you. So the only person or opinion that should matter when you're taking life decisions into account is your own. What's going to make you happy? What is going to be best for you? What is beneficial for Vera or Megan or whatever the hell's your name? Oop. So I just really needed that come to Jesus moment that and luckily I have a really supportive mom. She's really reasonable and she is open-minded. Not saying that if I told her I was, you know, going to go do OnlyFans today that she would, you know, put a sticker on her car and say proud mom, but she definitely wouldn't, I don't know, she wouldn't go and disown me. She would hear me out, hear my reason out. Probably tell me that, you know, it's not what she would envision for me or what she would agree with, but she'd love me. So knowing that gives me a pretty good, sense of relief. I do have a younger sister, which does kind of play into my mind now, like, I want to be a good role model for her. I want to be something that she can look up to or do things that she will admire. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm my own person and so is she. And maybe me doing something that isn't conventional, it won't necessarily influence her in a bad way, but just show her, you know, one, that our mom's love is unconditional. Show her that my love is unconditional. And yeah, is that the word unconditional? And that, what does that sound? And that you can do whatever you want. Do whatever your heart pleases. And that also, everyone's life has a different journey. Like, there's a show called Pose, and there's a hilarious scene where they're all, a group of friends are, like, collecting money for, like, this fundraiser, and one of the friends puts in $2, and the person who's collecting the money looks at them, and they're like, are you serious, $2? And the man goes, life's a journey. And for the last, like, 3 years, I thought that was the funniest, the best saying, the most accurate saying. I was going to make my podcast Life's a Journey, but I remember seeing a couple other in the App Store name that. So I was like, yeah. Also, I feel like it gives too much of, like, motivational, spiritual wellness vibes when I kind of like the quote out of irony. Even, not irony, but I don't know. It's like sarcasm more. but life is a journey. And for a while, especially with social media, it's almost impossible not to compare yourself to other people. When you see your friends getting engaged and having babies and, you know, posting about their six-figure jobs, and you could be on the total opposite of the spectrum of life, and you're like, damn, fuck them. Like, everyone says they're happy for their friends, and for the most part, yes, you are, but there's, at least for me, and I just can't imagine being the only person with this thought, but there's this, you know, little voice in your head that's like, well, you know, had you had better grades, that could have been you, or this should be you, but you're graduating late. So it kind of fuels this insecurity into you, and as hard as it is, you really should try and focus on, listen, life is not always what it seems. And I've noticed that 100% nannying. People can look perfect and like they have the perfect life and the perfect career, but behind closed doors, you have no idea what they're going through. They could have bought that degree. They could be on the brink of divorce with their family. They could be having family issues. You have no idea what people are going through. So just don't compare yourself, and don't resent your friends for being in a different position than you, or being in a different mindset as you. Embrace it. You know, if you look at the Sex and the City women, they were all so very different, so different to the point, looking at it as like a young woman in her 20s now, I almost can't imagine having three friends that were just polar opposites. One, a Samantha of the group, and then a friend who just wants to get married and just wants to have kids, and then a friend who only cares about her career, and then the Carrie, who is just a narcissist, and I actually don't know if she's a narcissist. Yeah, maybe she is, but just on this journey, I don't know what journey Carrie's on, finding love, pursuing her career, being broke, buying Manolo Blahniks, I don't know, but thinking of my life now, I just can't imagine having four super close friends who are all in such different, have just such different agendas in life. But I do think that's a little bit of a deterrent when people graduate or move on from different phases of life, where you kind of lose contact with someone, or just lose faith in you guys having that same relationship, because you are looking for different things. But I think you should embrace that, you know, one of your friend wants to be a mom or is a mom now, you know, now you get to play auntie, and that's awesome. And you know, you can of course find another friend who wants to go clubbing with you and get blackout drunk on Wednesday nights. But I think it's nice to have that variety, you know? It's nice to have your friends that can braid your hair and go do hood rat stuff with. Then you have your friends that you can go visit their beach houses in Maine. Embrace the difference. If not, you're going to drive yourself insane, and you're going to sit in your room and cry and look at everyone on social media and actually believe the bull crap that they're posting. One of the best things about social media I've noticed the last couple of years are private stories and close friends. It is the most jarring thing to just see the juxtaposition of someone. Oh my God, who do I think I am? I get into college and now I'm using fucking SAT words. You see someone's like public story, and it's like a picture of like a fucking cappuccino in a cafe somewhere, and then their private stores like them snorting lines in the bathroom. You're like, what a time to be alive. I never would have guessed to see that from someone. But hey, if you like it, I love it. But overall, I'm just feeling really optimistic. I'm so excited to embark upon this new journey in cold ass Boston and have a fresh start. I'm just so excited about that. Like, I was considering a few schools or a few areas, and just the idea of going somewhere and being able to tell someone, my name's Flower, and I come from a family of hippies, and them literally not knowing if I'm lying or not is beautiful. I've lived in Maryland basically my whole life, and While I'm not like a small town girl, I do think it's, I don't know, it's next chapter. It's a new chapter. I'm excited to see what's in store. I'm planning on majoring in anthropology, which is the study of people and cultures. And will it potentially be a waste of time? Maybe, but at least I'll have that stupid, expensive piece of bragging paper, and I can tell people, yeah, I have a degree. If I start stripping, I have a degree. If I want to continue being a nanny, oh, what was that? I don't want to hear it. I have a degree. Olivia, lay down. Olivia and I have beef because I just had to pick her up from the vet this afternoon with a $250 vet bill, which came with no diagnosis at all. She has like these bald spots on her side, and she's licking her paws, and the spring's coming, which means just an array of her allergies are going to show up. And they really just told me, they're like, oh, she has an ear infection. Here's some $100 ear wash, and send her to a dermatologist an hour. We're referring her to a dermatologist an hour away from your house. First of all, she's black, okay? She's a black dog. And she's the daughter of a fucking college student. Baby does not have the money to send her stupid expensive dog to a dermatologist in Towson to see about her sides. Listen, while I love Olivia with every breath in my body, I just refuse to go broke trying to like clear up her skin. Call me a bad mom, call me a bad dog owner, but Olivia, we have to move to Boston and I have to buy you a black puffer jacket. A Montclair puffer jacket, and mommy has to get her a Canada Goose coat. So sorry, we're gonna have to start cutting costs, okay? I don't know if this episode is any good. I'm sleep deprived. It's 1:05 in the morning. I'm playing Housewives in the back, Vintage Housewives, which is just my comfort, New York Housewives. It's my comfort show. These women are insane. It's insane, but it's TV Gold, Dorinda Medley, you're an icon. Sonia Morgan, you're an icon. Bethany Frankel, I feel like she tries too hard to be the relatable cool girl, which it just doesn't really come off authentic. Sonia is delusional. I love how delusional she is. It's not wholesome, but I just aspire. That is a level of delusion that, like, no one other than some rich 50, 60-year-old white woman can ever attain. Dorinda's a G. Ramona is a dick, but in all the best ways. They're ridiculous, and I would never like to meet them in person, but I think they just make amazing television. Is my voice annoying? Should I, like, switch up my voice? I always hate people who have, like, really interesting voices. And I have a pretty deep voice. Yeah, that's over. Okay, I'm gonna go to sleep now. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I originally said that I was gonna try and upload on Mondays, but should I just try and upload every day? No, who do I think I am? I think I'm gonna switch it to Thursdays. I don't know. Follow me on Instagram at unicornfarts69 with a Z and on TikTok at Pastor Potato Head. And listen out, look out for a new episode next week sometime. I think you can subscribe, you can turn on notifications, leave a comment, preferably a good one, but you can also leave a bad one. There's all press is good press. Yeah. So have a blessed one. Bye.